Although insisting they welcome the efforts of the Mayor's Education Commission, the Columbus School Board is taking pains to reiterate that it is in charge of the search for the new superintendent and of the district itself. Board Member Gary Baker read out the resolution in this week's meeting.
Whereas the Board of Education, in the spirit of cooperation and dedication to partnership, remains committed to the mission of the Columbus Education Commission, but fears the Commission is at risk of losing focus as a result of growing confusion regarding the role of the Commission in the governance of Columbus City Schools. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of Education opposes all legislation and regulations by the state or federal government to diminish or eliminate a local Board of Education's ability to make local decisions on behalf of its community, to operate the school district and educate its students. And be it further resolved, the Board of Education respectfully requests that Mayor Michael Coleman and Council President Andrew Ginther clarify the scope of the Columbus Education Commission's work as it relates to the future governance of Columbus City Schools and the fundamental right of its residents to democratically elect the leaders of its school district.
Having read the resolution into the record, board members agreed to table it until the next meeting. Board President Carol Perkins also serves on the Columbus Education Commission, which was launched by Mayor Mike Coleman and City Council President Andy Ginther. She says she's heard there has been some discussion at the State House about a third party taking over the search process or even the district.
The point is that there's a lot of conversations that are going out on in the community, and I think we needed to take this opportunity to say that we're about the work of the district and we're about educating our students.
Earlier this month, the Ohio AFL-CIO approved a similar resolution, which strongly condemns any attempt to take over or privatize public school districts. School Board Member Mike Wiles says he's willing to consider input from the commission.
I know who's responsible for the district. That's us. You know, I don't know what the confusion is here, and that's one of the things that over the next 2 weeks we'll figure out. I don't have a problem with what they're doing. They're supposed to be gathering information and feeding back and all that stuff. So, I mean, I really don't see any issues there.
The school board plans to revisit the resolution at the next meeting on March 5th. The Columbus Education Commission will hold its next meeting the following day. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.